Introduction to the study. In November 2021, we were commissioned by East Street Arts to conduct research into how well fine art undergraduate courses in England prepare graduates for work in the contemporary arts sector as part of their Guild Sector Support Programme. Our own experience as fine art graduates trying to break into the sector, as well as our extensive work with graduates over the last 7 years, had already given us an awareness of the challenges faced by early career creative practitioners in general, and the multiple and intersecting barriers to entry experienced by those with marginalised identities. Despite their resourcefulness, passion and resilience, the graduates we worked with frequently expressed feelings ranging from bewilderment, isolation and desperation to exhaustion and resignation in their first year post-graduation, and felt that their university course had not prepared them for working in the sector. We were aware of reports such as AN's The Lay of the Land, Current Approaches to Professional Practice in Visual and Applied Arts, BA Courses, 2013, and Q Arts Professional Practice 20 Questions, interviews with UK undergraduate fine art staff exploring how students are prepared for life after art school, 2016. Both of which focused on the design and delivery of professional practice from the perspective of academic staff, and gave us some insight into its contested role within fine art undergraduate courses. Creative Scotland's Understanding Diversity in the Arts Survey Summary Report 2017 and the Scottish Visual Art Demographics Report 2018, produced by Scottish Contemporary Art Network along with Arts Council England's Livelihoods of Visual Artists Literature and Data Review 2018, also contributed to our understanding of the barriers faced by many early career artists. However, we identified a gap in terms of research that focused specifically on graduate experience of both undergraduate study and working in the sector. We had also witnessed firsthand how the effects of COVID-19 and the measures taken to combat the pandemic had affected graduates. Ed, through his own experience of graduating during 2020 and working with fellow graduates through Pause or Pay, UK's nationwide campaign, and Quinn from the experience of organising and facilitating In Sessions 2021 programme. We saw clearly that COVID-19 was affecting specific groups differently, depending on existing inequalities and exclusion mechanisms in the sector, which we felt made carrying out this research even more vital. These observations were substantiated by Contemporary Visual Arts Network Impact of the Pandemic on the Livelihood of Visual Arts Workers 2021. Many of these concerns were shared by East Street Arts, who had noticed many deficits in graduates' knowledge and skill sets whilst working with early career artists in Leeds. We were also aware of Creative Scotland's work with and research into ARIs via their pilot programme, which we took part in while serving as co-directors on the Embassy Gallery Committee in 2019. This scheme was prompted by Scans Mapping the Visual Arts in Scotland 2015 report, which found ARIs to be of central importance in the development of creative practice and thus highly valued in the sector. The grassroots nature of ARIs means that they tend to be founded and run predominantly by graduate / early career artists, making research into the challenges faced by graduates vital for the sustainability of these spaces. We therefore propose Shifting Sands as a UK-wide research collaboration between In Session and Pause or Pay UK in partnership with East Street Arts and Creative Scotland. The project focuses on the experiences of 2020 fine art graduates from both Scotland and England in order to gain a better understanding of the barriers they face in their first 12 to 18 months post-graduation, whilst attempting to gain entry to and establish a career in the contemporary arts sector. To reflect East Street Arts' goal of creating a fairer sector for local artists and their neighbours, we chose to limit our English sample to graduates from the Yorkshire and Humber region in order to identify the specific challenges faced by these graduates.